All right, our next item is the approval of the consent agenda. Gentlemen, you've had a, I take it you've had a chance to look at that. Any proposed changes to the consent agenda?
Mr. Chairman, I request that item one and item three be removed from the consent agenda for further discussion by the commission today at another point.
And Mr. Chairman, I will not be participating in the items up for consideration on the consent agenda.
Okay. Need a second?
Are we seconding his?
Second is his
removal?
Yeah.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, gentlemen, as to the items that are on the amended consent agenda, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the items that are on the amended consent agenda be approved as submitted.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the items on the consent agenda as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our first item from the that was taken off the consent agenda and put on for discussion is subdivision 2004-39 Seneca Harbor Joint Venture, Avbury Subdivision as a final. Mr. Johnson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And with this one, as well as the other item, number three, my concerns were from the perspective that for the final approval, they were subject to a wastewater treatment facility being substantially underway. And my concern is as to when the clock starts ticking for these subdivisions to be substantially underway. I know we recently have one that was approved perhaps at the last general meeting, so these two would make at least three of them that have been under that area, and I just want to make it clear for the record as to when the actual clock starts ticking. So I was seeking advice from our council as to, and staff as to that.
It's my opinion that the clock would start ticking when the final's granted. So assuming that that happens today, that's when that three-year period starts.
That's recordation.
Recordation, yeah. But that has to happen within
60 days.
So, yeah.
If they get approval today and they record it, have to record it within 60 days, and whatever day they record it, that's the clock.
So just as long as they're not, my concern is that there wouldn't be a loophole that comes up because a regional, you know, wastewater treatment facility hasn't been constructed and online, you know, within the time period for these projects to be developed, that we could have something that goes on and on.
No, that doesn't extend that time period.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm satisfied with those two items, and I am prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir, go ahead.
And I'll do it separately. It's subdivision number 2004-39, Seneca Harbor Joint Venture. My motion is for approval as a final.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2004-39, Seneca Harbor Joint Venture, Avbury Subdivision as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Mr. Chairman, with that stipulation, I think you should amend that.
Okay, well, with the stipulation stated.
I think that needs to be seconded again as well.
Second?
Okay.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2004-39, Seneca Harbor Joint Venture, Asbury Subdivision as a final with the stipulation stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was subdivision 2005-73, Landlock LLC, Paradise Lakes Subdivision as a final.
And Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision 2005-73 Landlock LLC, my motion is for approval as a final with the stipulation that, quote, a notice to proceed with construction will not be issued for this project until a specified regional wastewater facility is substantially under construction or another treatment and disposal facility has been approved by DENREC to service this project, unquote.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-73, Landlock LLC, Paradise Lake subdivision as a final. All those in favor, with the stipulation stated in the motion, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.